Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Fine.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Speaking of high intelligence, how about Gene Greisman? How about our buddy Dr. Gene Greisman, who's back on the show with us right now? That's when I think of high intelligence, I think of Gene Greisman. Gene is a renaissance man. He's done it all. He's written books. He's a speaker. He's one of the top Lincoln portrayers in the galaxy. And his work on Lincoln and Lincoln's behavior and what you and I can learn from Lincoln is just one of the great bodies of work that I know of. But more importantly, for over 12 years now, he's been a member of our Brain Trust and our good friend. Gene Greisman, welcome back to the show.
I'm honored to be with you. In fact, it's worth being on your show just to be introduced.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean every word of it, Gene. It's good
and
to have you here.
And
your friendship means a lot to us. Gene, one of the things, and folks, I meant what I said about this Renaissance thing. Gene is an award-winning television personality. You used to have your own series on interviewing really smart people. You never got around to me, but that's okay. I'm over that now.
You were a little boy.
But Gene, one of the things that I'd like for you to do, I know one of the things that you have done is to compare some of the great minds that you've interviewed and their thoughts, their values, their attitudes about leadership. You've compared them to what you know, what you've learned about Lincoln. Would you do that for us now?
I'd be happy to do that. In fact, what I will do is the general principle is this, and your listeners and customers can do it. Try to think about how you can make what you do special, unusual. And I'll begin by telling you an interview I did some years ago with the legendary head of Coca-Cola, Roberto Gasueta. I did a one-on-one interview with him. He had just done something very controversial. He had led Coca-Cola to buy a movie studio, Columbia Pictures, which was very controversial at the time.
Mm-hmm.
His stockholders were saying, what in the world is
that? That wasn't exactly sticking to your knitting, was it?
No, it was not. In fact, it was very controversial. And so I did an interview with him after that had occurred. And in the course of the interview, he said to me, Coca-Cola and Columbia Pictures are in the same business. He said, Coca-Cola isn't in the soft drink business.
Mm-hmm.
Coca-Cola is in the entertainment business.
Mm-hmm.
And Columbia Pictures is in the entertainment business. True, we sell soft drinks, but it is an experience. It is something special. And so does Columbia Pictures. It is an experience. And I thought, this is a basic principle that great leaders can do.
Would you mind telling us what year that was that you interviewed him?
Oh, that must have been in the 80s.
See, that was such a prophet who told you that. I mean, I know you used the term legendary, and I agree with you. But he was being prophetic because 20 something years later, what you're talking about, what you just said, Gene, is now becoming the corner of the realm.
Yes, indeed. And that it was brilliant. And here's what I want to point out. Abraham Lincoln did the same thing. At Gettysburg, he described the Civil War as something special.
Hmm.
It was not, as Lincoln saw it, just putting down a rebellion. It was not a revolt between some states and other states. For him, Lincoln redefined the Civil War as an effort to save the future of democracy, people's mm-hmm. government, because it had been believed that people, common people, were not able to rule themselves. Only kings and queens could do that. So the American experiment was an attempt to show that common people could rule themselves. And when Civil War broke out, all the people who believed in monarchy said, aha, they can't do it. They'll just fight among themselves and destroy themselves. And Lincoln, in the Gettysburg Address, concludes with these words, that government of the people, by the people, for the people, what? Shall not mm-hmm. perish from the earth. And so for Lincoln, the Civil War was whether people's government would perish from the earth.
Gene, hold on to that thought.
We've
got to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, I want to talk about orbits. I'm going to pose the idea of an orbit to Gene. 22, stay with us. I was a dandy. Yeah, my kind. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got our good friend Gene Grossman back on the show with us. He's continuing to be with us. My website, by the way, folks, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of good things there to help you with your small business and things that you can use. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can check out my blog. You can just so many things you can do there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to take our poll question, which is right there on the homepage. I think you'll like it. And when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll's going so far. Gene Grossman and I are talking about leaders. By the way, Gene's the author of one of my favorite books in my whole entire library, and I've got a pretty big library, The Words Lincoln Lived By. Gene, after all these years, I still love that book. I wish you could see my book. I've got yellow Post-it notes sticking out of it. It's dog-eared. I've almost destroyed it using it, and I want to thank you for that.
Well, next time we see each other, I'll give you another copy.
Well, I'm probably going to need one because I've worn this one out. I've got all kinds of notes in this thing. Anyway, okay, you were telling us about... Tell me the guy's name again. I cannot remember.
It's Roberto Goizueta.
Roberto Goizueta.
G-O-I-Z-U-E-T-O. Incidentally, Emory School of Business is named its School of Business after him.
Wow, good for them. Well, he's, as you call him, the legendary leader of Coca-Cola for all those years. And we're talking about the fact that he got it over a generation ago about the concept of an experience that customers that your customers have with you, and that he said Coca-Cola sold, you know, they sold entertainment. Well, when I thought about him and when I think about Lincoln, you used Lincoln's example of how he was able to see things that other people weren't seeing. And so here's my point about the orbit. I think great leaders, whether they're a great leader of a nation or a major company or a tiny small business, and I mean this with all my heart, small business owners, great leaders are capable of going up into, in their mind, in their thinking, in their vision, they're capable of getting up into a higher orbit than other people around them. And when you get to that higher orbit, you have a much better perspective, not only of where things are, but of where things are going. What do you think?
I like that a lot. I think the ability to get out of yourself, there's a term social scientists use, taking the role of the other.
Yeah.
In other words, seeing what you do from the perspective of someone else, or perhaps from the perspective of history, or perhaps from the perspective of what it could be if you tweaked it just a little bit.
Right.
That is special, and it's that ability to see what somebody else doesn't see. I mean, who would say Coca-Cola and Columbia Pictures are in the same business?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great insight. And Lincoln, in the same manner, said, this is not a rebellion. This is an attempt to save democracy for the future.
But see, when we think, when small business owners think about Lincoln, I mean, I've actually joked about he and the founders being aliens. You know, they came in from outer space. They were so smart. They were so visionary. They understood things so much. But the truth is, all they had, besides courage, and they had a lot of that, they had the ability to go up into another orbit more than most people and look around. And every small business owner can do that. Maybe you can't go into as high an orbit as Gene Greisman can, ladies and gentlemen, or the CEO of Coca-Cola. But if you could try to just push your envelope, your orbiting envelope, just a little bit, and get yourself up into that envelope, that orbit just a little bit more, Gene, one of the things I think will happen, and this is all part of what you were just saying about putting on the other shoes, you'll also get out of your own way.
Hmm.
And I'll tell you something, more small businesses fail because the owners don't get out of their own way than any other thing. What do you think?
I agree with that. And I think when you're talking about this business of getting into orbit, this is thinking, and thinking is work. And I think a lot of people do just ordinary kind of thinking. They don't push themselves to do special thinking. Incidentally, I have a free article on my website about this very topic, and it is the idea that you must create a narrative for your business or for what you do. My website is presidentlincoln.com.
That's a good one, too.
www.presidentlincoln.com. I've started putting some free articles right on the front page. So there's one there now.
Well, thank you for that, Gene. I appreciate it very much. Well, you know, the thing is that when you're talking about thinking is work, I'm glad you said that, because I think some small business owners think that if they're not in the trenches, if they're not manning a shovel or manning a weapon at the ramparts, or if they're not, you know, doing something that's you know, literally executing on the business, if they're not always doing that, that they're not really, you know, doing what they should be doing. And the truth is, folks, you need to find time every week. You need to find time for your managers every week. Whoever is leading any kind of a part of your company, you need to allow them to have the time every week, sometime every week set aside for them to do what Gene said a while ago, to think about some of these things, to get themselves into a little higher orbit, to look around. And I think they're going to give you better advice when that happens, Gene.
I agree with you completely. One of the people I interviewed some years ago, another interview, was with the executive editor of Essence magazine. She said she got to her office early every day and put a piece of a pad and pen in front of her and just thought.
Just see what would come out. Hold on to that thought, Gene. We're going to come back right after these messages. What a great visit we're having with our good friend, Dr. Gene Greisman. Stay with us. You ain't had it.
Love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me, having a great visit with Dr. Gene Greisman, the author of The Words Lincoln Lived By, also Time Tactics of Very Successful People, also his newest book on Lincoln, Lincoln Speaks to Leaders, which he co-authored with Pat Williams and Peggy Matthews Rose. And Gene, I know you've got video, you've got DVD, you got CDs on your website, all kinds of things, and you're available to do your Lincoln portrayal if people wanted to use you for that.
Yes, I would love to do that for some of your people.
So check that out at presidentlincoln.com. Okay, Gene, you were telling about another person that you interviewed, the lady.
It was the editor of Essence.
The
magazine.
Editor of Essence, yeah.
And she told me.
What's her name again?
I was sorry that you asked. It'll probably come to me about 10 minutes after we get off the air.
I thought you said it. Okay, go ahead.
The interview was 20 years ago.
Right.
But in any case, she told me the general principle is that she always got to her office early. She would shut the door. She would get out a pad. She would get out a pen. And she said, I don't meditate and I don't pray, but what I do is I sit and I think. And then as thoughts come to me, I write them down on the pad. And she said some of the best insights for creating articles for the magazine, for the direction the publication could take, have come from those quiet moments that I build into my day by coming every day.
And you know, Gene, there's a physiological, neurological explanation for that that I've learned from other members of my brain trust. And that is that this is not a coincidence that that's happening, that's happening, and she's doing it in the morning. That's because what we've learned is that your right brain, the creative side of your brain, wakes up earlier than the left side of your brain, the engineer side of your brain.
Mm-hmm.
So the logical side of your brain wakes up later. So, and see, that's another reason why I encourage people to have that pen and pad ready when they get up in the morning. Before they even leave home, have that pen and pad ready in case something comes out, and write those things down. Because what happens is, when you have an idea that's a creative, you know, out-of-the-box idea that may be the seed of a great, you know, something great, you write it down before the left side of your brain wakes up and says, are you out of your mind? That won't work.
Yes. I think that's a brilliant idea. Incidentally, even after the left side of the brain works wakes up, sometimes great insights can come to you during the day. For years, I have carried three by five cards with me so that I could write down ideas when they come to me. Now that I have an iPhone, I just type in a note to myself on my iPhone. But before the iPhone, I would write them down on 3x5 cards. You have to be ready for what your subconscious
is. Have you ever written one of those down on the palm of your hand when you didn't have paper?
No, I have not.
Oh, Gene, I'm disappointed. I thought surely you would do that. What are some? We got a couple of minutes. What else do we need to know? What's the best Lincoln thought you could leave us with?
Well, I'll give you one. Lincoln said he admitted he could not control events. Events had controlled him. Now the point that he did not make was, a leader cannot sometimes control events, but a leader can interpret and explain events. A leader can anticipate events and position himself or herself for them. And all of that comes through thinking, the hard work of thinking. And so that would be the last thought that I would leave with you. You may not be able to control events, but you can understand them. You can explain them to your customers and your clients and your employees, and you can anticipate events and position yourself to take advantage of them.
Well, and don't just anticipate them, expect them.
That's a good one. Another study. I'll tell you another story on another day.
All right, there you go. Hey, Gene, give us a website one more time.
It is www.presidentlincoln.com.
And there's an article on the homepage along the lines of what we've been talking about that they can get for free, right?
Yes, indeed.
Check that out, folks. All of Gene's books are there. Plus, they're also available wherever books are sold. Also, he's got an outstanding Time Tactics book, The Time Tactics of Very Successful People. Thanks, Gene Greisman, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Always a pleasure.
And give our best to President Lincoln, too, by the way.
I will.
I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.